When the doctor places that cold stethoscope on your chest, she's listening for two distinct sounds.
Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. You can almost set your clock to what you're hearing. They are clear, they are crisp, and they are regular.
Marianne Kuzma teaches the science of hearing heart sounds at Drexel University College of Medicine. That skill is called auscultation.
So you can auscultate the heart, you can auscultate the lungs, you can auscultate the abdomen. It's just using the stethoscope to hear something.
The heart pumps oxygen-rich blood to the rest of the body.
Brain, kidney, muscles are supplied by the left side of the heart.
As the heart muscle fills and relaxes, blood flows through the chambers and valves keep the blood flowing in the right direction.
So think about the garden hose. You got a big fat hose that you're trying to squeeze the water through, no problem.
So the lub sound is one valve closing and the dub sound is a different valve shutting off. But if a valve is unhealthy, say it's thick or calcified, it doesn't close properly. It's kind of like pinching off that garden hose.
It's going to have higher pressures and you're going to have higher sounds.
Medical students train to hear those changes as a clue to heart trouble.
Listen to a fourth heart sound. I will begin with three normal beats and then add the fourth heart sound.
There's an extra sound that interrupts the usual cadence.
It sounds like a stone skipping a blum-blum, dun. And so that is, we often say that's similar to the word Tennessee, where if you think about the first two syllables of Tennessee, we roll them together, tenna, and that's what you're hearing. As you're listening to the sound, think of the word Tennessee.
It's all about pattern recognition and proper stethoscope placement.
So underneath your second rib on your right side, it's about right here. You feel where I'm pointing to? A little lower than your collarbone. And then you go to your left side.
25-year-old medical student Angelica Johnson is finally getting to see patients after 2 years of book work.
So you always do a cardiac exam, no matter what. That's just something that just occurs. You could tell me that your toe hurts. I'm going to listen to your heart.
The third-year student learned her technique by listening to heart sounds and training exercises on her commute from West Philly.
Next stop, 38th Street.
So I would download it and just listen to it on the Scepter ride to school. Keep repeating and repeating and repeating it.
Drexel professors say it can take up to 500 repetitions before students can consistently identify the whooshes and murmurs that suggest a problem. To practice, Johnson also paints pictures of the sounds in her mind, one murmur called an aortic stenosis. Slowly gets louder, comes to a peak, then slowly gets softer.
So it goes up and then it comes down. It's like a diamond-shaped murmur.
Another third year, Matthew Diamond, he says for him, it helps to tap the rhythm with his fingers as he listens to the simulated heartbeats.
Lub-dub-dub or lub-lub-dub.
It's trickier to notice those sounds in a breathing, squirming person, but dedication pays off. A patient came in for a regular checkup. Diamond heard a strange muffle and sent the patient for an ultrasound.
And it turns out that that patient had massive PEs, which are pulmonary embolisms, so like blood clots in the heart, blockages in the blood vessels that supply your lungs. It's just a very dangerous situation.
Nice save.
Yeah, thank you.
Students also practice their skills at Drexel's Simulation Center. There, technician Diana Alberti operates a high-tech dummy called Simman.
I don't feel well.
The mannequin, I mean, it's kind of awkward looking, and everyone gets frightened by the first time that it blinks.
Alberti can program Simman to have all sorts of heart problems.
Oh, I can't breathe and my chest hurts. Help.
If the students are feeling the pulse, it picks up on that and records it, things like that.
The mannequin knows when it's being touched?
Yes, it's wireless, and it has a ton of different sensors that can track different things.
Newbies like first-year student Mazier Shakari can poke and prod around without worrying about hurting a real person. It's his very first time in the sim lab, and he just recently learned how to wear his stethoscope correctly.
I kept putting it on backwards.
He's got it on right now and leans over to listen to the mannequin's chest.
So I definitely hear something that's not normal. And so instead of hearing that strong dub, you actually hear kind of like a whoosh sound.
Final answer.
Final answer. I would say possibly a...
No one's grading you.
I know, I'm not. Exactly. I'd say possibly mitral regurge. I'm not entirely sure.
Actually, it's a mitral stenosis. Technician Diana Alberti says he heard the problem at the right spot, but not the right kind of abnormality.
You look like you're a little embarrassed that you got it wrong, but you're able to hear the difference. This is, I would consider, a success for you.
Which is to say, at first, it's hard to hear clearly. Here's another hint from Alberti.
When you're trying to build your skills in being able to hear and identify different heart sounds, it helps to, when you're just listening to music, to try and pick out the different instruments, and specifically the bass. So it's that background noise that often gets tucked behind the drums or the guitar. And when you can pick that out easily, it kind of helps. It correlates to your ability to pick out that faint sound against all the other noises in a room and inside the body when you're listening to the heart.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.